This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In an intensely gripping episode today, the story of Lucy Letby, a nurse, unraveled in Manchester Crown Court. Lucy stands accused of a monstrous crime, murdering newborn babies at their most vulnerable moments, often when their parents had momentarily stepped away from the neonatal unit where she was stationed. As we delve into the horrifying allegations, it appears that 9 of the children who were either fatally attacked or narrowly escaped were left alone by their parents shortly before their health critically deteriorated. This troubling pattern that points towards the alleged criminal and the unimaginable acts she's accused of. Lucy Letby, a 33-year-old nurse from Hereford, allegedly committed these atrocious acts at the Countess of Chester Hospital, where she worked. Today's session saw Prosecutor Nick Johnson KC identifying 7 babies who were tragically murdered and 10 others who were targeted but survived, their care reportedly sabotaged as soon as their unsuspecting parents had left the unit. In some of these cases, parents have taken a break for rest, while in a heart-wrenching instance, a mother had left to pick up her other children from school. The day's cross-examination found Letby faltering under the weight of her claims, one of which involved her discovering a baby, pale and critically ill, in a darkened nursery. A chilling accusation was made, suggesting that she might be attempting to manipulate the evidence to her favor. Mr. Johnson meticulously questioned Letby about a certain baby H, referring to a text message Letby had sent to an off-duty nurse, informing her of her involvement in the baby's care. He questioned whether this could have been an opportunity to undermine baby H's health, given she wasn't officially assigned to the child's care. Letby denied any such intention, and even when probed about the baby's unsettling condition, blood in her mouth, she maintained it hadn't been an active bleed. Denying accusations that she was disillusioned with her wards in nursery too, and that she had plenty of idle time to commit such acts, Letby rejected the suggestion that the departure of baby A's father had presented her an opportunity to harm the child. She resisted the narrative that painted her as a serial offender, attacking several babies soon after their parents had stepped away. The parents of these infants had left their babies in the care of someone they believed they could trust, only to return to a nightmare. Baby H's father had stayed late with his mother-in-law until midnight, believing his child was stable, but he was urgently recalled to the hospital in the early hours, his world turned upside down. The prosecution at Manchester Crown Court maintains that Letby was acutely aware of her actions. She was supposedly well aware that baby I was nearing death because she had allegedly pumped air into the baby's system minutes before. Letby defended herself by refuting the claims made by a junior nurse that it would have been impossible to notice the baby's condition from where Letby was positioned. She explained that the nursery lights were dimmed and the nurses turned up the light upon entering the nursery. Despite this, she affirmed she could clearly see the baby's face and hands turning white. However, the prosecution pounced on this account, accusing her of manipulating the narrative. A powerful question was posed. If one enters a dimly lit room from a bright corridor, wouldn't one's capacity to see be impaired? Her initial confusion and eventual agreement to this logic hinted at a disturbing possibility, but she was aware of the baby's condition because she was the one who caused it. Letby, looking visibly distressed, struggled to keep up with the line of questioning, eventually admitting that she was having difficulty concentrating. Despite the overwhelming allegations, she remains insistent on her innocence. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.